Too many people use their own inventions to try and recover from divorce and end up becoming a patched up version of their former selves, hobbling through the rest of their lives, settling for a life of less than. This is a podcast where we explore a much better way, a life rebuilt on Christ using His Word, His sacraments, and His Catholic Church, to allow you to emerge from your divorce a new version of yourself, living an abundant life filled with an extraordinary amount of purpose, peace, joy, and love. This is Vince Fries, and welcome to the Abundant Life Podcast. Well, today I'm just continuing on the theme of the 10 biggest mistakes that Catholics make after divorce. And today I want to talk about grief. I want to talk about something called the grief cycle. Now, when I was going through my divorce, when it just first hit within the first month or two, understandably, I was shattered. I was filled with just a deep emotional pain, and I don't really think I had the words for it at the time. What I do remember is a couple months after my divorce hit, I remember talking to my mom on the phone, and I was a mess. And I just said, "Mom, it feels like somebody has died." And I said, "This feels like a death." And I was right. It was a death. It was the death of my marriage. And so people can understand that when a loved one dies, there's a grief, an intense grief that you feel and experience. But that's the same grief that you feel and experience after divorce. And so just knowing that, you can kind of put a name to what you're feeling, and that really helps. And so around this time, I dragged myself into my counselor's office, and I was in despair. This deep pain that I was in, I was getting a divorce. That wasn't going to change. I was convinced of that. And so divorce equals pain. And since I was going to be divorced, that pain in my mind was going to be with me the rest of my life. I was going to have to somehow figure out a way to just carry this pain and cope with it and deal with it. And I just, the rest of my life, feeling that much pain did not give me much hope at all. In fact, it led me just the opposite, which was this despair, this sense that of hopelessness, that this was just going to be the rest of my life. So I explained that to her, and she said, "Well, look, your experience is called a grief cycle, and there are 5 stages to this grief cycle." And she laid them out to me briefly. They're denial, anger, bargaining, sadness, and then finally acceptance. And she said the good news is that the grief cycle has a beginning, a middle, and an end if you approach it properly. And so that gave me a whole new perspective, and suddenly I wasn't quite as hopeless anymore, because at least I could look forward to, and I trusted my counselor fully. I believed she knew what she was doing, what she was saying, so I trusted her. And that gave me a hope that, okay, that one day, I didn't know how, that this pain was going to end. And the how is by working through the grief. It's not something you want to run from. Our human nature is to run from pain, right? That's how we're wired. And so when something hurts, it's get away from it. And that's certainly something physical, for sure. If you're in danger, if you're hurting or something, is hurting you physically, you definitely want to address that immediately. But emotional pain, working through that is a process. And that process, for it to be successful, needs to be embraced and needs to be worked through day after day. And, working through the grief cycle, it takes time. It's different for everybody, but I would say on average at least a year. And you have to work through these different stages. And, you know, you will experience each one of them. Ultimately, you're looking to get to acceptance, right? And that doesn't mean that you are happy this divorce happened, that you're celebrating this divorce happened. That's really not what it means. What it means is that you've accepted that this fact, this reality, has happened in your life. And by accepting it, now you can begin to move forward instead of fighting it, instead of trying to, you know, undo it, if you will, or deny it. You know, which is a fairly common reaction, particularly in the beginning, is that, you know, we deny that our world is falling apart. We deny there's going to be a huge change in our lives. We deny that this is going to have a huge impact on our kids. We're trying to minimize it, and that's a way of denying it. But when we kind of lean into this grief process, and this is where our faith is so critical, because it does take supernatural grace to endure this type of pain. And that's where we have such tremendous gifts in our faith, which I've talked about some already, some of the big ones. The Eucharist, for sure, is probably the key. If there was a magic pill, if you will, that I could give you that would help you with this pain, it would be the Eucharist, receiving the Eucharist. Why? Because Christ is the divine healer. When you receive Christ, who's fully present in the Eucharist, you are receiving the divine healer into your body and into your heart. And so now he can begin to work his miracle of healing on you. Okay? So that's part of the process. But really, the biggest mistake Catholics make is they run from it, or they try and minimize it. They try and escape, you know, in all kinds of crazy ways, and either into other relationships, or, you know, alcohol, or excessive work, God forbid, some kind of drugs. You know, they try and escape from the grief. They're like, this is too painful, I'm out of here. And really, what the process needs to be, the approach needs to be to work through the process. This is like physical therapy, okay? You know, after you've gotten and you've hurt yourself, let's say you hurt your knee really badly, and you got an operation that fixed whatever the problem was, there's a rehabilitation process that you have to go through to help that knee heal properly. Well, that is a great metaphor, if you will, for the grief cycle. And if you don't do that physical therapy, what happens? Well, either the surgery fails, you stay in that pain of your knee for the rest of your life, or it takes much longer to heal than what it would have if you have gone through the physical therapy. Now, the physical therapy in and of itself is very painful oftentimes. It's not fun. I don't know anybody that looks forward to going to physical therapy, because the therapist is pushing you to do things with your knee, in this example, that you really don't want to do, that it hurts to do it. But it's giving you a greater capacity to, you know, to use your knee. And it's helping your knee heal so that you will have a lifelong success in healing, right? The pain will be gone and that knee will be fully functional again. Well, that's true when you work through the grief cycle in your life. When you work through the grief cycle, the pain will go away and your life will become fully functional again. But during the process, it's not. Just like your knee. You can't put all your weight on that knee. You can't run or jog, you know, in 10Ks or something like you normally would do. But when you approach that physical therapy properly and fully, you get the full benefit in as quick a time frame as possible. Well, that's what you need to do with working through the grief cycle. And that's what so many Catholics avoid. They run. And they run in really unproductive ways. And one of the big ones, and I've talked about this already, is in running into relationships. And all that's doing is really, that's a form of denial. You know, it's denying that this reality, denying the full full pain and the full impact on your life, because you're just distracting yourself with this other relationship. And it will come home to roost one day, sooner probably than later, and it'll be even more painful then, because there's lots of other consequences of that decision to get into a different relationship or another relationship. And so it's really important that you embrace this grief cycle and work through it. You know, one of the common stages where people get stuck, because you can get stuck in any one of these phases, aside from acceptance, you really do want to get stuck there. But these first four phases is anger. That's very common. Well, let me put it this way. If people are going to get stuck, that is the most common phase that they get stuck in. And I think we all know people that are bitter from their divorce for years after the fact. And they're just not really fun to be around, or they're not really fun to interact with, because their whole perspective on their life now is one of bitterness. They're angry that this has happened to them. They certainly haven't accepted it, and they carry it with them like this huge cross. And unfortunately, they share that with the people they're around. I know there's one person who's close to me that is very bitter from their divorce, and I finally had to unfriend them on Facebook, because every post, it could have been nothing to do with them or their divorce. It could have been something in the news or some event or something. Somehow they would always twist it back to a negative or bitter response, and because they're still carrying such a burden of their bitterness and their anger with them, and it permeates their life. And one time I was given this workshop, to give an even more extreme example of this, I was given this workshop, and there were about 10 or 12 people in the room, and when it was that small, I can usually let people introduce themselves, give a little snapshot of their life, basically why they're coming to this workshop. And yeah, they usually share their name, their parish, how long they've been, whether their divorce is separated, how long, and just basic information like that. And so this one woman who was older, she looked to be like retired, and she started sharing. And the more she shared, the more angry she got. And she was just really talking so angrily about her former spouse and, you know, how much pain and problem he had brought into her life. And, you know, listening to her, I thought she was either going through a divorce or she just had gotten divorced. So finally I asked her, I said, well, how long have you been divorced? And she said, 30 years. That was shocking, and I think it'd be shocking to anybody. But you can see that bitterness etched on her face. It was she carried it with her, and it was became a physical reality, a physical manifestation in her life. This bitterness had now become a physical badge that she wore every day. Why? Because she was stuck in her grief cycle. She had not worked through it. She had run from it. She had buried it for whatever reason. And now it was part of her. And I don't think any of us want that. We don't want that. We want to be free from this pain. We want to be free from the anger, the bitterness, the despair, right? And so one of the first step really, is to work through your grief. And take the time, put yourself in a posture of leaning into this. And okay, Lord, I know this is going to hurt. This is painful. I don't want to be here, but I know I need to be here. I need to work through this, and I need your help, right? That's for asking that supernatural grace to help you. And then doing everything you can to get as much supernatural grace into your life as possible, and that is the Eucharist, right? Mass. Reconciliation. You know, these things bring an abundance of supernatural grace. Prayer. It's all these things that I talk about that is fundamental to you being able to work through your grief. And when you do, that's when you'll begin to experience the full healing. And then your life will return to this full functioning, or what I call an abundant life, right? But it's a process. And working through that grief is really the first step in the process, and really embracing it, acknowledging it, that this is painful and it's going to take time. It's not a quick fix. I wish there was, you know, I'd tell it to you, but there isn't. And there really, it really is the way it's supposed to be, because as part of this process, we become dependent on God. This is one of those situations in our lives that we're, no matter how hard we want to, to be, you know, where we can handle on our own, we can, you know, do three things and it's gone, or, you know, it's all up to us. We begin to realize this is outside of our control, that this is greater than we are. This pain, this grief is greater than we are. We can't fix this on our own. We can't heal ourselves. That's when we start turning to God. That's when we become, you know, dependent on Him and His grace and His mercy. And those are all gifts. And that's, you know, that's who we want to be dependent on. That's when we become humble and realize there's something greater than ourselves, and that's God, and that we need Him, that we are not self-sufficient. And when we begin to recognize that, then God becomes this priority in our life. We get things in the right order. Instead of us coming first, God comes first. We recognize the fact that we need Him to have this fullness of life, that we can't create that on our own. And that's actually a great thing. That's a gift in our life. And the grief cycle will help teach us that, will help reinforce that, and really teach us ways to become dependent on God, ways to integrate God into our life that will last long after we've come to acceptance and we've worked through our grief, which is a great thing. It's a great gift. That's why I say, you know, I think it is the way it's supposed to be. That's how God is ultimately working in our lives to make us more holy, right? Because when we grieve, when we're in pain, we become dependent on Him. We realize we can't do it on our own. We become humble, but we also become more merciful, because now we can relate to others better who are also in pain, not just because of divorce, but any kind of pain, right? Physical, emotional, otherwise. A lot of people are hurting, and they need compassion. They need mercy. And, you know, there's one person who, you may not want me to tell you this, but your former spouse needs that too. And you may not be in a place to, you know, to be able to give that right now, and that's fine. That will come as you work through your grief and come to acceptance and lean on God. He will teach you. He will give you the capacity you need, not only to shoulder your own grief, but He'll give you the capacity to be merciful, to be compassionate, ultimately to forgive. And that's another podcast. But I hope that helps. So wherever you are in your grief process, and I really go through this in my workshop, 10 Keys to Recovering from Divorce. It's what I start with. It's really one of the essential keys, is working through your grief cycle. And it's one of the big mistakes I see so many divorced Catholics, and not just divorced Catholics, I think divorced people in general. It's human nature to run from pain, when this is one of those situations where it's really the key to ultimately healing and getting rid of the pain, is to lean into the very thing that's hurting you, and that's your grief. I hope that helps. God bless.